The Long Now Foundation is designing a clock to tell time over the next 10,000 years. Studio 360's Lital Molad spoke with the director of the project, designer Alexander Rose.
Look at a clock or check your watch. Does it make you feel anxious, like time is running out? Now imagine a clock that doesn't make you rush, that slows you down. One that makes you feel that time will last forever.
What it hopes to be is an experience similar to what one might get at the edge of the Grand Canyon or looking at a telescope into space, where you all of a sudden get a sense of very, very deep time.
Alexander Rose is the director of the Long Now Foundation. Long Now scientists, designers, and artists believe that humans need to think more long-term.
We do research into making things slower and better instead of faster and cheaper. We actually take our time and don't go with the very first solution that works, but actually find several solutions that work until we find the one that works on many levels, both aesthetically and visually and as an engineering problem.
The clock of the Long Now will tick once a year, bong once a century, and play music once a millennium. The clock will be 60 feet high and built in the limestone cliffs of the Great Basin Natural Forest in Nevada. That's the site of the oldest living trees on Earth. How do you build a precise clock that will last 10,000 years?
Most clocks do their calculations with gear work, whereas this clock does it with binary mechanics, which uses levers going back and forth to represent ones and zeros. So it's as accurate as an electronic digital system, but as simple and as easy to understand as a mechanical system. The interesting thing is as we increasingly make the prototypes larger, we're using lower and lower technology, and eventually when we build the final clock, we'll basically be using the very first metal working technologies there were, things like sand casting, because it's in fact the only way to make things that large out of metal. And so this clock eventually will be made with kind of Bronze Age technology. Everything we do to perfection. We don't stop when it's just made. We have to make it beautiful and right.
The black concave face of the clock has no hands. Instead, it shows the patterns of the stars in the night sky. Around it, concentric metal rings mark the years. Below is the gearwork, stacks of rotating metal disks. Two gold-colored screws tower along the sides of the clock, the spiral drives that make the clock tick.
The drives are weight drives. They require humans to wind them, which was a purposeful thing, is to get human involvement there. And in fact, with the new second prototype of the clock, when you approach it, is telling the wrong time. It's telling the time of the last person who visited it. And the clock is keeping time, but the dials don't show the correct time, and you have to wind it, and it winds it up to the now point. And so you actually, the human is the last piece of clockwork in the clock.
The real challenge is to build something simple enough for hundreds of generations to maintain. But humans have thought this way before. Rose often talks about the hall at New College, Oxford, built in 1386. The original architects anticipated having to replace the oak beams in the ceiling, so they planted a grove of oak trees nearby, which were used 5 centuries later to repair the building.
That kind of myth-building thing is ultimately what we're after. We want this clock to be a story that people tell other people about. These crazy people out here in California are doing a 10,000-year project. Why don't we be conservative and do a 1,000-year project? A kind of mechanism for people to prove that there are long-term projects, and people do them.
For Studio 360, I'm Lital Molad.